7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome. My name is Tobe. I'm that chairman you know, who's in charge of a committee. Okay, yeah, things are weird already today. I can't believe what I'm looking at. It's mind-boggling. And you know, I didn't really sort of realize that there was two dams, but yeah, I knew that. Huh. So you might be wondering, Tobe, we can tell you're outside because there's a light breeze. There's some wind. Yeah, well, the wind was stronger over there, but apparently it's less here. There was no wind at my house. All the neighborhood flags were just drapes, not even moving. Then I get up to the corner of 132nd and Fort, and the damn flags are standing straight out. So here we are, out at Lake Standing Bear. I decided to come out to the lake today because, well, you know, it rained all day yesterday. Well, and it didn't really rain so much as water tried to fall out of the sky and it kept things damp. It didn't really rain. It was just sort of misty forever. And then I thought it stopped sometime before the sun went down, and then I think it started up again at night. And when I woke up at like 6:30 a.m. in the dark, okay, what the hell was the, what's the point of this? When I woke up in the, this morning, I could hear cars driving by sloshing through water, so I thought it was still going, but now that I'm up and around, this, up and about, the sun is out, the sky is mostly clear, there's still big puddles everywhere, but the streets are dry. I wondered where we should go. We could go outside, but where are we going to go? Everything's going to be just muddy and weird. Oh, I know. We'll go out to the lake. So here we are at Lake Standing Bear, except there's no lake. That's the most fascinating thing about all of this. Where the hell's the lake? Ain't no lake. There's just a lot of mud. And the smell of decaying organic material. Okay, for some reason that I have not been informed, there's no lake. Standing Bear has been drained. I don't know why. The emeritus will probably hear this and send me an email explaining to me why this lake has been drained. And not only has it been drained, where I'm standing, okay, this is Dam Site 16. What entrance did I come in on? I think I came in at entrance 4. They have torn down some trees. They brought some big, heavy equipment in here, and they have uprooted some giant old trees and just sort of pushed them, well, I would say into the lake, but they ain't no damn lake. So yeah, there's like 1, 2, 3, is that a tree? 4, 5, 6, that's a big one. 7, 8, there's a dozen trees out here. All torn out. What the hell? So yeah, the wind is blowing. I don't know how much, the wind isn't all that bad, but I'm also kind of thinking about bailing out of here early. Because, well, for one, being as it's Saturday, there's tons of people out here. Oh, here comes some wind. And not only that, apparently they've built a playground out here. There's a cool little playground right up the hill, not 40 meters away from me. brand new. Must have built it last summer, because we were out here last spring and it wasn't there. And so, yay. All the kids are having fun, doing cool stuff. And there's people walking around on the paths out here. There's some big, wide concrete paths for people to walk around. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to walk down this one a little ways just to see what's going on. And also to enjoy the tire sculptures. Like right there in the lake, this would normally be covered by water. There are three old car tires halfway buried in the lake. And they're standing straight up. Alright, yeah, you know what else? This place is getting overrun by that invasive stuff that's taking over everything else. It took over Herrenhaven. They're fighting it at Herrenhaven. They're not fighting it out here. Look at this. This is terrible. You know what this means? This means no deer, no marmots, no dudes. You know, that's kind of where I wanted to be. I kind of wanted to be over there, didn't I? Yeah, and there's the floating trail that is now closed because you can't float the floating trail when there's no water to float it on. There's a bridge out by one of the side dams that is sort of a floating platform that you can walk on. But it's technically closed, but I think people are walking on it anyway. Look at all the damn tires out here. Okay, here's more tires. Way out in the middle, there's two sticking straight out. There's two. Okay, so the three that we already saw, plus two is 5, 7, 9, 10, 11. How do the tires get there? There's more over there. We're not anywhere near anything where anybody has ever been with a vehicle. Those tires have been there for a long time. Is anybody going to bother pulling them out? Oh, they make good fish habitat. Yeah, there's just boatloads of them down there, too. Okay, yeah, so looking towards the lake. There is no lake. Turning around, looking into the forest. Well, there used to be forest, and now it's just all that brambly crap. We can't get in there. There's nowhere to walk. There's no space between the trees. You got a tree, then you have a tree, but between the tree are six of those damn bushes. Okay, I see two squirrels on a tree over there. They're about to freak out, chase each other around, and go absolutely crazy. Okay, so that's good. Looking for some nature. Yeah. Oh, there's a birdo. What kind of bird is that? Chasing another bird. Okay, And squirrels are still doing stuff over there. Hi, squirrelies. Yeah. You know, these people are utter idiots. We got bicyclists riding by. I'll tell you all about it here in just a second. I'm turning around and I'm heading back. Yeah, two bicyclists just went by. The guy says, oh, look. They cleared all the brush out. That's good. No. Knocking down trees is not clearing out brush. And no, that's not good. Hey, wait. What was that sound up here? I heard an unusual sound. Over here in the foresty bits. Is there somebody actually lurking around back in there? Hold on a second. All bets are off. Okay. Rabbit. Rabbit in the leaves. And so when he jumps up and walks around, shoo, it sounds like there's a dude. It is a dude. It's a bun. But it's not the dudes we're looking for. These are not the dudes you're looking for. Although I have been noticing that I do have a lot of rabbits in my neighborhood. When I'm out and about around dusk time, when I'm out being crepuscular, Oh, when I'm feeling crepuscular, I drive my car around in my neighborhood. I see lots of interesting things. Hey, there's a cardinal. Yeah, but I've seen lots of rabbits. Lots of bun this year. And I like the bun. It occurs to me that I've also been seeing lots of buns at Harrenhaven and, you know, out at Tranquility. Could be a good bun year. Last year was slow for buns. Not a lot of buns. Look at this crazy lake. Oh, also I should mention that the bicyclists that rode by are, of course, the cool type of bicyclists. You know, they buy cool bikes and then they buy all the cool clothes so they can be the cool bike riders. And they're a couple and they're doing a couple thing. And they bought the special bike rack so they can put the bikes on their car. And then they can put on their special bike riding clothes. And these are not safety clothes. Oh no. This is the yellow jersey that indicates that they are leading the Tour de France. That's right. La Tour de France. Oh yeah. And they'll drive. And they'll drive and drive for miles and miles to ride their bike someplace for a few minutes and make sure everybody sees them riding their bike out in public. And so that's what they do. They come out here to the lake wearing their special cool biker clothes, their yellow jerseys to indicate that they are in fact leading the Tour de France, which is taking place right here at Standing Bear Lake in Omaha, Nebraska, which isn't what? That's right, France. Wait, let me double check. Yep, nope. This is not France. And they look so cool when they're riding their bikes. And everybody looks at them and says, oh wow, look at those bike riding bicyclists of bike riding. Wow, that guy's leading the Tour de France. Yeah. Well, we ride bikes because it's healthy and it's good exercise. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're not doing it for witnesses, are you? Good thing you're leading the Tour to goddamn France. All right. Yeah, I've had it. I'm about 40 yards away from my car. So, I think I'm going to plug in the MP3 player here. There we go. And now I'm going to put on... That's right, my yellow jersey.
Ah. no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Tobe. All the children laugh at me and they call me Tobe. Right, so what are we doing? Oh, we could do some synth. Because suddenly that's what I feel like doing. So, yeah. What kind of synth stuff are we gonna do today, Tobe? Oh, I don't know. Let me put the microphone down. And, well, what are we gonna do? How about we start over here? I want to go down. Okay. Now, how about some Florian? And we need some sub oscillator. And we're gonna need a pad. That a little bit better. And we'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, that's a thing. Now, I left the other damn synth over there. Okay, hold on a second. I gotta go grab the thing. Okay, got baby synth here. Let's turn on the bit collider just to make some noise. While I look for a damn cable to plug this in with. Son of a goddamn monkey. Okay. Do a different thing. What most people don't realize is that synth is all about the cables. Do you have enough cables? No, you don't. And you never will. Okay, what are we doing? I don't even know. Just making crap up as I go along. What else is new? We'll be right back. my face. I can't see the keyboard. Okay, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm in the synth zone trying to get my cat to not pull the kitty spaghetti out of this expensive synthesizer. This is the end of the line for this cat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes.
Thank you.